Good morning. Warm? I saw nobody sitting down, so that's a good thing. All right, go ahead.
What is Jordan Hicks' specific injury? What procedure did he have? What happened with him?
Hand. Had a minor procedure. You'd have to talk to our doctors and Chris on the actual, you know, exactly what it was. He'll be limited to start camp. He's a veteran player, understands his role. I'm not going to rush him out there and try to keep re-injuring that thing, but at the same time, still want to go through, you know, our individuals, our seven-on-sevens, and then just limit him, you know, as he gets healthy.
Was it a broken bone?
A broken bone?
Yeah.
In his hand?
Yeah.
It was.
Why didn't DGB work out here?
You know, first of all, I just want to say with DGB, I can appreciate everything, you know, that he did last year. It was coming in late in camp and picking up our system and doing the things he did for us and also with the addition of some of our young guys coming up this spring, we just felt like it was in his interest and our best interest to let him try to find another suitor, another team, and to keep developing our younger guys in that role.
Tony Gratz was interesting. He's got a lot of experience. He was one of your few corners who had NFL experience. What went into that decision, and you know, how do you feel about the lack of experience at corner?
Well, again, it's a position that we continued to look, you know, even outside to you know, as we do every position. But we're going to continue to look and try to bring in guys if we can, and just create as much competition at that spot. It's a spot that we're going to keep our eye on, you know, throughout camp but now it gives a couple of our younger guys, you know, Jalen Mills and guys like that a chance to really get in here and get valuable reps.
Where does Ron Brooks fit throughout this? He's cleared and he's healthy and everything?
He's cleared, he's healthy. He's another one that we're going to continue to monitor each day. Again, it's not one I want to rush back out there, a veteran player. But at the same time, he's right there in the mix. He's obviously our nickel defender, nickel corner, and just got to make sure that he's again 100% each and every day before we, you know, proceed with anything further with him.
The fact that Jordan Matthews is still going to be limited, is this lingering longer than you expected, and are you concerned about stretching into the season?
I'm not concerned. I know Jordan's work ethic. I know the type of person and player that he is, we just got to stay on top of it. Obviously, he's been rehabbing all spring, all summer. He's been up here. He was in North Dakota with the guys, just got to, again, another one that we'll just monitor as we go. Again, we don't really play a game for a long time, so I'm not concerned with.
What's wrong with his knee?
Nothing. Just rehabbing it and just keeping it healthy.
So you're holding him out of practice. You've held him out of practice, but he didn't practice in spring because
of practice. He didn't practice. That's right.
Yeah, I mean, there's got to be more to something wrong in his knee than you just said nothing if he's not practicing.
Well, I'm not. You can ask Peduzzi. You can ask our doctors. You know, I'm not a medical guy, so you can ask those questions to them.
Doug, when you said that this team could possibly got more talent than the Packers team because they're on and went to the Super Bowl, does that mean this team should be a playoff team then?
Did you listen to the rest of the quote?
Yeah.
What'd I say? It has to come together. You got to have a coaching staff. Everybody's got to gel. It takes more than talent. I feel like we got talented players on this roster. I don't want to put us in a box and say we can't do this or can't do that. The season hasn't started yet. I'm excited about the guys we have, the new additions, the draft picks, the free agents. I think they've helped our roster. They've helped, adding some talent around Carson. It was important for us this spring. We've been able to do that. And then just mixing all that together. It does take a coaching staff. It takes leadership from the top. It takes, egos have to be put aside. And we have to come out here every single day and work hard. I was on those teams in the 1990s and went to two Super Bowls back-to-back with the Packers. And so, you know, I've seen what it takes. And I just got to make sure that we're doing those same things here to get us eventually to that game.
Who are the first-team cornerbacks? First team left guard.
I'm not going to get into roster positions right now. It's still too early in camp.
What was your impression about the rookies coming back today, the recall from what you installed in the spring and their conditioning?
Well, it's warm, so the conditioning was actually pretty good from what I saw. Recall, I thought was excellent today from the meeting last night, carrying it to the field this morning. And so excited to see these guys the next couple of days. This is a great opportunity for them to you know, get in here and to learn some more one-on-one with their coaches to for the coaches to teach and get these guys ready when the vets come.
Sheldon Gibson right now in his development?
He's coming along. You know, he's by no means, I think, you know, where he wants to be or where we want him to be, but he's learning our system. He's learning a new offense, and he understands his role. He knows he's got to really come in here and compete for an opportunity, and I'm excited about watching him, especially when we get into pads and see the physicality, and then again, he's a speed guy, and again, looking forward to watching him use that speed as we go.
Coach, was there drops at all? I mean, I'm not really in OTAs, and
I'm not. I know he had OTAs and one thing, and again, he's learning. You know, it's just like Carson a year ago. You know, just kind of learning the whole system and not concerned with that. It's something that he's focusing on and utilizing the jugs machines after practice and can't get enough touches on the football.
So, Coach, there's reports that Jordan won't be ready to play with Patrick by a preseason game or even the start of the season.
As of right now, I don't anticipate that. Again, it's something that we just got to continue to monitor with our doctors and Peduzzi, our trainer, and just make sure he's 100%.
Coach, there's reports that rugby star Adam Zaruba is trying out for the team. Anything you can tell me about him?
Well, again, had a workout, which we continue to do. We continue to bring guys in, work them out, and see where they're at. And that's about all right now.
So when you came here, when you got Carson Wentz, who left, you came in as the third guy and learned the ropes here. Can you tell us just about the growth and development you see from a guy who showed up here today since last year?
You know, Carson and I, without getting into a bunch of our personal conversations, he came in the right frame of mind. He's actually, last year at this time, if you recall, he had played a ton of football in college, Senior Bowl, Combine, all the workouts, getting ready for camp, OTAs, the whole thing. He played a lot of football. Never really had an off season last year. But as he comes into this camp, he's refreshed. He's rejuvenated. He's eager. He's ready to go. He's got the best thing, I think, that he and I going into year two is that he played 16 games last year. And that's the exciting thing about it. He's a year experience now in this league, and those are things that we can build on. And he's so excited for the season. Looking forward to obviously when the vets get in here. But it's a tribute to him and Nick and even Matt. You know, veteran quarterbacks who have started in this league to come and be with these rookies for the next couple of days.
We saw Bo Allen working out a little on the side. I know he's on the NFI right now, but where is he in terms of his recovery? Is he where he expected him to be?
Again, he's another one that we're going to continue to monitor, continue to make sure that he's 100% before we stick him back out on the field. He has been conditioning and getting himself ready to go, but at the same time, we're going to make sure that he's 100% healthy. Before we put it back out.
Week one.
I'm not gonna sit here and tell you it's gonna be week one, but at the same time, it's day by day.
Quarterback, why was it important to go from Chase to Nick at that spot, and what has Nick shown you throughout the spring, and what do you want to see from him this summer?
Well, I think it's important you have that veteran presence, veteran quarterback as a backup. You know, obviously I was there at one point, in my career, and I think it's just a valuable guy. Even Matt McGloin, who's a veteran quarterback who's played in this league, and Nick is very familiar with our offense, having come from Kansas City, so a lot of the terminology is the same. And he's just like Chase last year, Nick is that he's got the right personality, he's got the right demeanor for Carson. He's a teacher, he's a leader on the field that way, he's a motivator, and he's a great example for Carson to look to for a lot of answers.
You have three live sessions or tackle to the ground sessions.
Yeah.
In this camp, you have the first one nailed down. You have the date when that first one will be.
I believe it's next. It's August 1st. I think it's next Wednesday. Is that August 1st? Tuesday. So it's.
I'll get back to you.
We'll get back. It's next week sometime. It's like one, then there's a day, and then there's another one. So I think they're both next week.
Like this is year two for you. How much more comfortable do you feel? Going, being in training camp
again, a lot like Carson, from the standpoint of last year, even all of the offseason was about establishing your staff and getting your staff hired, to putting in an offense, a defense, and special teams, and making sure the schedules are right, and, you know, learning your roster, and you know, you're just going. And in year two, with all of that being established, now it's about, you know, just managing that roster and going out and finding guys that you can add to it, and creating the competition that we talk about. And so it's you know, it's exciting for me even going into year two with a little more of that you know, freshness, rejuvenation, sort of that pressure, that load is off of me, that's established, and now we can really focus on the football. And it really frees me up to spend a lot more time with Schwartz on defense and learn and understand game plans that way, and also with Dave Phipp on special teams.
All right, thanks, guys.
Okay. Thanks, guys.